This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here
we go! Right, let's start off a look at the papers with some good news for Manchester United fans. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? You know, I can't remember reading out some good news for Manchester United fans. A win here and there, obviously, yeah, but like this is big. Manchester United 4, Chelsea 1. United back in the big league is the headline. Manchester United sealed their return to the Champions League football as Chelsea fell apart at Old Trafford last night. Chelsea falling apart a good bit these days. And it's impossible for their great rivals Liverpool to catch them. A lot of Liverpool fans very upset. But Liverpool have had a great run over the last couple of years, but Man United have had some shockers. This is big news for them. Okay. When we read at the back page of the papers, we get all sorts of slagging going on. So, as you know, Man United beat Chelsea last night 4-1. Right?
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I'm still stuck in Happy Valley, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are you getting on with that?
Good, yeah, good.
So, 4-1, that makes them go third, right?
Okay.
Which puts them... they're in the Champions League now. And they've pushed Liverpool down. So, we've already had some Liverpool fans having a go at Man United straight away. Instead of standing back and giving them a round of applause and saying, look, you've had a rough run, lads. No, Liverpool fans are trying to slag the Man United fans. And we had somebody already... Manchester's best season finishes fourth, Liverpool's worst and finishes fifth. Ha ha. Well, this has come in. They want
to get some Jim, there. Tell that Liverpool supporter that United actually finished third. They're ahead of Newcastle. I'll tell them to mind that gap there. Liverpool are going forward down.
If you want to respond, Liverpool fans, please do. I love when you do. So it's Man City at the top, obviously, Arsenal. Man United are third, Newcastle, then Liverpool. Okay? So that's how it's looking.
And so it's the last weekend of it. Is it Saturday or Sunday is the last day?
I think this is the last weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Brighton, then Aston Villa, then Spurs are eighth. Jesus. Brentford, well done Brentford, ninth. And Fulham are tenth.
Go on, go down.
Way down here. Southampton are 20th and Leeds are 19th.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Leeds, I don't think.
No.
But
it's not looking good.
We have coverage on Sunday on yes. The FM 104 app.
That's great.
On FM104.ie.
What are the games, you know?
Half four, Everton, Bournemouth. Half four as well, Leicester and West Ham. And then Leeds and Spurs. So you can check them out on our app.
There's WhatsApp audio coming in. I can't just play it because I've no idea what you might be saying.
Yeah.
It's Liverpool versus Man United
fans. Going.
Yeah, yeah. I'll screen them and we'll come back with what they're saying.
Yeah. Premier League Live with Harvey Norman, your home of the big screen.
Nice.
So check it out on the app.
Later on this morning, we will pay tribute to the outgoing host of The Late Late Show, Tubbs.
The Last Night Tonight.
Are you going to watch it?
No. No, do you know what I'm doing tonight?
What?
I'm going to the VIP Style Awards.
Oh!
Yeah,
bigger
very
name online too. Why are you going to that?
I don't know.
Not that you're
style.
Not stylish, Crossy. Don't get me wrong. That sounded a bit bitchy.
I had a chat with my friend yesterday about it, and he was like, it's not that you're not stylish, but he said you wear the same clothes all the time.
No, hang on. When you did the RTE thing, you scrubbed up, you had the old suit on and everything looked cool.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing the exact same suit tonight.
Yeah, why not?
Good old Bond Brothers.
That suit.
Fair play. Thank
suit
you
rocks.
Very much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I'm doing tonight.
What do you do with that now? Just mingle?
I don't mix in those circles, so I don't know what happens or how it happens.
Oh, yeah. This be right up your street, man.
Yeah, I'm tagging along with Elaine Crowley, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is she your, like, date for the night?
Yes, and I've seen her dress. It's boobs galore. I can say that. She's my friend. She's on TV now, so she's not going to be able to hear.
You can say boobs. You can say boobs galore, and I can say nothing.
And she's on TV now. No one's going to know. No one's going to know, and you're not going to tell
anyone.
Somebody's
going to WhatsApp her. Crossy just said, is Crossy who said boobs galore?
Yes, not you. Anyway, that's my plan tonight, but I will watch it when I get home. Like, I should be home about 10:30 after the dinner.
Yep. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Now FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Spencer Killian's a peaky blanker. Spencer Matthews has revealed he was blanked by Killian Murphy at the BAFTAs, embarrassing his wife Vogue in the process. Now, why was Spencer and Vogue at the BAFTAs?
I actually don't know. I saw them there. It was the movie ones.
Right, are they in a movie?
I think they just invite people that are very famous.
So big, yeah, okay. So the former reality TV star was desperate to speak to the Irish actor and approached him at the award ceremony, despite thinking the 47-year-old Peaky Blinders star had a slapped arse for a face and wouldn't be keen for a chat. Matthews decided to tap him on the shoulder anyway. Their pair's awkward conversation left Matthews' wife, Vogue Williams, confessing her beau looked like an absolute loser because Killian didn't really want to have a chat.
So I think Killian's very deep and he's very quiet and he's an introvert. Is that the name of the word?
Yeah.
He swims somewhere in Dublin. I've seen him a few times, and you know the way you see celebrities and some people you can approach them and get a photograph or say hello. You kind of know by the look of his face that he does not want to be approached. That's totally fine.
There's a touch of Roy Keane off him.
Yeah, yeah, a kinder Roy Keane.
Yeah,
I think
it's the cork. It's just like, don't mess with me.
Yeah, leave me alone.
But like, he would say hello, but like, he doesn't want to have a chat with him.
Yeah, he's not rude. He just doesn't want to talk to people.
There's a strong chance that Killian doesn't know who Spencer is.
Yeah, I'd say he's a bit of a muso.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were felt a bit upset there.
Britney Spears posted online a couple of hours ago she met her ma for the first time in 3 years.
Oh.
She said, it's been such a long time. With family, there's always things that needs to be worked out on, but time heals all wounds. So it's pretty cool that they've got to meet each other.
Yeah. Lizzo's dedicated Proud Mary to Tina Turner during one of her gigs at the weekend. Here's how it sounded.
Get your hands down, everybody.
Proud Mary, keep on burning. Go on, Lizzo. Yes.
And that's where we leave that clip, by the way.
Oh, yes. Good
I'll
luck.
Tell you why. She said something that I forgot to get out.
Okay, good, good. So later on tonight, you're going on a hot date with
a friend of mine, yeah,
a friend of yours, and you know,
I'm missing.
I might be sitting at the back if it's nice, but it'll be the last late show.
If you're 25, 26 right now, you probably wouldn't have known, and even if you didn't even watch the Late Late, the only person you know is Ryan Tubridy.
Wow, that's, yeah, I never thought of that.
So if you're, yeah, between 25 and 35, you probably would have known nobody, bar Tubbs.
So it's the last one tonight, he leaves the show, and this is a moment when we got the opportunity for Ryan Tubridy to meet himself.
I don't know what I'm letting myself in for. The lads outside.
Right, let's see if I can sound... Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
Two Tubridys Talk Twaddle with Ryan Tubridy and Ryan Tubridy.
Welcome along. It is Ryan Tubridy and Ryan Tubridy with myself, Ryan Tubridy.
And me, Ryan Tubridy. How pleasant it is to be here together.
How are we today?
We're good, we're good. We're just perusing some old Life magazine.
That's right.
With JFK on the cover.
Beatles, JFK.
A little bit of Paul McCartney album listening there before we came on air. That was fun.
That's right, yeah. We'll be talking about Coca-Cola and glass bottles and ladies' shoes and Willy Wonka. Oh, there's a bookshop.
How can you pass it by?
Let's go.
How can you pass it by, Ryan? You have to go in there and peruse.
Do we have any tickets for the toy show? Yes.
They ask me every time, don't they?
Exactly.
Don't they ask us?
They ask us all
everywhere
the time.
Everywhere we go. When we're going down the pier with our Teddy's ice cream, what do they do?
Any tickets. And I just walk faster.
We just walk faster. That's what
we
do.
So, you've written a children's book, Ryan.
Yes, we have.
Was that on purpose?
It was absolutely on purpose.
When you watch the Late Show on the player, do you fast forward to the sad bits too? Because I do. Can't be handling those sad bits.
I don't.
You're very good at them, though.
I'm not a big fan of watching the Late Late
Show. Fast forward through the sad bits. Now, we can go to the phones, and we have an undesirable on the phone who can't get through to your normal regular radio show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, undesirable.
Is this Ryan Tuberty?
Good morning, undesirable. Yes, it is.
How are you doing? Come here. I tried to get my children's book on your show, but your producer said the...
And what's your book called?
It's called Git and His Magic Pipes. The main character takes a drag out of his magic pipe and goes on a Christmas train to meet Santa, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Polar Express, except it all happens on the Red Lion Lewis.
Thanks,
you think you promoted on the late slate?
It's a great idea.
Thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you.
Another question for you, Ryan. How come Nathan Carter doesn't go on Graham Norton every month?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we have it written into his contract,
right,
that it's exclusively on us every month and not...
You mentioned Paul McCartney earlier on.
And I will again before the end of this show.
When did you, if you know your stuff, when did you write silly love songs?
Gosh.
Bop.
Is this a pop quiz? Crikey, 79?
No, 1962 to the present day.
Yay!
Well, listen, it's been great to talk to myself.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's been like an audio mirror.
Yes, that's right. And let's go and watch some Willy Wonka and have a nice piece of cake.
And a hot chocolate, maybe?
And a hot chocolate. Let's do it. Thank you very much for listening to the Two Tuberties Talk Twaddle. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Gary, how are you, man?
Good morning. I'm already mentally preparing myself for getting 8 or 9.
Okay, how do you mentally prepare yourself for that?
I'm pre-grieving. I'm already accepting defeat.
But no, come on now. Gary, you have to have faith.
I don't have it, but at least if it does happen, it'll be a nice bonus.
You have to be sure you knock that out, turn that switch off and turn on confident, right? Because you're not going to get it if you don't believe you're going to get the answers. You need to try and get correct answers and fire
you
them
back. You
think
I'm going to do it?
I do, Gary.
Okay.
I do. Let's are you going to cheat, Gary? Have you anyone there to help you, or Google?
No, I don't have any friends, and I'm on my phone, so I can't Google.
Okay, Gary. If you don't win the grand, we're going to get you a few friends. That's what we're going to do.
I can buy friends, at least.
Do you want friends, Gary? Are you happy enough?
I'm actually happy enough without the book. Yeah,
people, they're awful annoying people, you know what I mean? Don't be worrying about them.
The less, the better.
Okay, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here he goes. It's time to play Instagram.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In The Wizard of Oz, what colour was the brick road they followed?
Yellow.
Jasmine, basmati and long grain are all types of what?
Rice.
What does the E stand for in RTE?
Aaron.
What actor voiced Olaf in the Frozen movies?
Eddie Murphy.
True or false, the toll for a private car on the Eastlink Bridge is €1.60.
False.
Cuff It and Halo are songs by what artist?
Beyonce.
Which bottle size is bigger, a naggin or a flagon?
Oh, definitely a flagon.
Who is the manager of Manchester United?
Eric Ten Hag.
What alcoholic spirit is most associated with Mexico?
Tequila.
And for what film did Leonardo DiCaprio win an Oscar for in 2016?
The Revenant.
Oh, dude, why did you have no faith in yourself?
Just tell me I got 8.
No, I won't tell you you got 8. I won't tell you got 8 because you got 9. You were just one off it, man. This is the guy. I'm not going to do it. I've already said 9. But listen, you were mentally prepared to get 8 or 9, and you got it.
Positive affirmation, right?
That's it. Now you're talking.
What's your plan for the weekend, Gary, on your own?
Probably going to cry at getting that one wrong that I said Eddie Murphy.
We'd love to give you cinema passes, but you've no one to go with, so you can go twice.
Well, that would be better again, yeah.
Okay, well, you could find somebody.
Do you know what? My brother would probably, like, if I asked hard enough, he probably would have to go.
Yeah, there you go. Movies at Dundrum, you're going to.
You're going. Okay, Gary, you got them all right except for one. Do you know the one you got wrong, obviously?
The Frozen one, but I hadn't a clue, to be honest.
Okay, it's the wonderful actor Josh Gad plays Olaf the Snowman.
Seem wonderful to me at this minute.
Yellow Brick Road, Rice, yeah, Aaron, false. It was 190 on the toll. Beyonce, a flagging. Eric Ten Hag, Tequila, and you said the Reverend, but I would have given it to you for the Revenant.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it would have got sticky. I'm glad that's not the one that we lost out on. Okay,
it's
listen.
It's a good job I got two of them wrong.
Well, I'm giving you 9 today, okay?
It was going to be 8 or 9, and it was 8 or 9.
It's 8 or 9, yeah.
Everyone loves you on our text, by the way.
Gary, yeah, I think we need to have you on once a week. He's
special
gas.
Guest.
A special guest.
I'm up for it if you are.
Even the way you delivered the answers was sort of like, tequila.
I didn't realise it sounded like such a hindrance. Yeah.
No, it's good. Gary, have a lovely weekend, won't you?
You too, guys.
Cheers, man.
Okay, adios.
There you go, adios. There he goes. There he is. That's Gary. He's good crack.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie.
Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Tom Hanks kicked off his Harvard commencement speech joking about his affiliation with the university on Thursday. Here's how it went.
Now listen, it's not fair, but please don't be embittered by this fact that without having done a lick of work, without having spent any time in class, without once walking into that library, in order to have anything to do with the graduating class of Harvard, its faculty, or its distinguished alumni, I make a damn good living playing someone who did. It's the way of the world, kids.
Oh, that's good.
There's a new movie out this weekend called Hypnotic. You will see Ben Affleck's face on every single bus side all around Dublin. I'm one for liking a movie that's 90 minutes.
Okay, is it 90 minutes?
It's exactly 90 minutes long. Right. If you're a fan of Taken, if you're a fan of Tenet, and if you're a fan of that, you know, that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where they put a thing on, they twirl a thing on a table and it goes round and round and round and round and round. It was a massive movie a while ago. And Inception.
Oh, yes.
Yes. If you're a fan of those three movies, it's that on speed.
Inception, and the road goes up in the class.
There you go. It's very much like that. So yeah, go see it in the cinemas this weekend.
One of my favourite humans, Salma Hayek, was chatting to Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson's the only person doing a talk show at the moment.
I don't know why that is. She obviously has no writers.
Well, see, she's based in Canada though.
Oh, sorry, that's it. She's
that's
based
it,
in
yeah,
Canada, yeah.
Yeah. So she was chatting to Kelly Clarkson about the Puss in Boots movie, and Salma says she's delighted the cats don't get wrinkles.
I didn't know I was going to be the most famous for becoming a cat.
I know. You're not the most famous for that, but for my 6-year-old son, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Oh, if
it
he heard your voice,
paws.
He'd freak out. Soft paws, I know. They love it. He does the dance, everything. I swear to you, he watches all the time.
It was such a surprise because we did it 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, this is the sequel, and we thought it was not going to happen. Thank God that cats don't get wrinkles.
Kelly Clarkson always sounds really excited about every guest she has. It's like she's a super fan of everyone she has on.
Genuine.
Yes. She's really chuffed. It's like I suppose like it'd be like us if we had Salma Hayek in studio. We'd be like, oh my God, it's Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek.
She sounds so surprised that these big names are there.
Yeah, she's good friends with Niall Horan these days, and I think he's a very good judge of character. So the fact that he chats about her and has the crack with her kind of makes the fact that Kelly Clarkson is sound.
She is sound. She's cool. Legendary actor William Fichtner stars alongside Ben Affleck in the new movie thriller Hypnotic, which is out today. Ben Affleck's character is in a race against time to find his daughter. The movie is, as you say, 90 minutes long, so it's perfect. And William tells us what it's like working alongside Ben.
Ben's the story is through his life and his experience and what he needs. and what he's looking for, and what I'm looking for, and what, you know, Alicia Braga is looking for. We're all after kind of something that's the same, but for different reasons. And but it does follow. It follows Ben and his world, and the reveal of who he really is. Actually, the surprise for himself as a character is pretty cool. I mean, it's cool to read it, and it's cool to see it.
He's a cool dude.
He is very cool. There's a lot of rumors about that Posh Spice is ready to come back to the Spice Girls and do a tour.
That would be great.
I'll tell you about it more after 9 o'clock. And Niall Horan is stirring up a lot of interest. There's a lot of WhatsApp groups with all the other lads from One Direction, and he's revealed this to E! News. So people are thinking, are they chatting about something? Like, they're both touring at the moment, but
imagine they did something next year or the year after next. A whole lot of them to celebrate something. That'd be really cool.
That would be super. The rumor was it was going to be when I think with Corden's last show, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad it didn't happen for that.
No.
It might be this late show. Tonight, Ryan Tuberty.
Yeah, well, he might get the Saw Doctors or something. TikToker has revealed that, you know, if you're in a relationship and you think you've given up the old Tinder or whatever, Hinge or any of those.
It's always the awkward conversation when you get so far in with somebody. When do we stop looking for somebody else? When do we delete the apps?
Yeah, so if you're in a relationship and you're no longer looking, then you don't need Tinder anymore or any of those, right?
Yeah.
So apparently when you meet someone on a dating app, it's not uncommon to hold off being exclusive for a while. But then when you do, how do you know if the other person says, I'm off all those apps now, that's over, because we're in love. But a woman has claimed there's a very simple way to tell if your significant other is still using Tinder regularly and her thoughts have gone viral.
I'm interested.
You would probably have heard about this. So if you say, I saw your profile pop up on Tinder.
Okay.
And the other person might say, oh, that's an old, yeah, I turned it off. I deleted that app. That's old. It's up. In her video, which has been viewed 2.4 million times, she claims that Tinder profiles don't often appear on the app if they've been inactive for a long period of time. So they won't appear if they are indeed.
So if you're not on it for 2 weeks, that's it. You're kind of gone from it.
According to this girl, Trinity, if your pal tells you that they've seen your partner's profile on the app recently, that means they've been swiping. She proclaimed, just a PSA, if there's like, oh yeah, that's an old Tinder account they saw. I deleted the app a long time ago. Tinder only shows profiles that have been active within the last 7 days.
Oh! You've been caught rapid.
Oh! So you might not be doing anything. You might be just looking.
But you're not allowed to look. Once you're with somebody, get off those apps.
Tinder has shared more information about how their matching algorithms work in a blog post that confirms they do prioritize matches that were active on the app. So if you're inactive, you probably won't be seen. But if you're active, your face will start popping up again.
And another thing as well, if you do have the app, and if it is Tinder, you're probably paying for Tinder Plus, which means you get to see who's swiping and you can favourite a few more people. I think you get 10 favourites. I think that's what it's called. I've been on about 2 years. But I was paying for it up until last year.
Yeah.
So my Google Pay, it just comes out of my account.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it one day. It was like, a tenner? What is this for? And I checked it and it was Tinder Plus.
Wow.
And I'd been paying for it and I hadn't used it. So I went back to them and they were like, well, look, it's not our fault. You didn't delete it properly. You need to go in and delete it. You can't just delete it off your phone.
Oh.
You have to delete your profile.
Do you? Okay, I didn't know that. Thousands of people have commented on this video, right? And one person said, that's how my ex got. Because the first picture was him with my dog.
What an idiot.
I thought I was crazy and this boy had the audacity to lie straight to my face. Everyone was convinced it was completely correct. Wow. My friend's account got banned for like a whole year ago. She moved away and guys from her hometown said they've seen her really old profile suddenly popping back up.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, be careful.
Over the weekend. And there's so many apps out at the minute that people are on. I think the main one is Tinder. And then there's another one, Bumble.
Bumble.
I think Bumble gives the girls the, you know, the option to like somebody.
Right.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many of them. But I think going out and meeting someone normally it's now getting a comeback now. More people are doing that.
Is it coming back?
It's coming back a bit more now. I think people are fed up of it.
So they call it in America, they call it a meet cute.
A meet cute.
So the meet cute, you know when you get chatting to someone and
yeah.
you start kind of getting the little sort of, ooh, ooh, this is like, ooh, they're talking back and we're, ooh, this is going places. Ooh, might get a phone number here. Ooh, that's called a meet cute. So when you meet someone and you both realise, oh, hang on, we both fancy each other. And that's making a comeback. It's good. I'm glad.
There's nothing better than meeting someone on Instagram, or apparently the new one also is LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That people would follow each other on LinkedIn, have a chat about business, and then all of a sudden business turns into a drink, and the drink turns into let's go on a date.
Doing the business.
Doing the business.
Right, so be careful out there if you're swiping. So.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There is a phenomenon in Ireland around the time when the sun, when it gets sunny and you don't want to be doing too much cooking or have the oven on and getting the kitchen all hot.
Yeah, you kind of want to have a mammy summer salad, and I think it everybody does it. It's in everybody's house.
Well, I haven't had one now for a long time, but my mammy would make a summer salad. I eat salads, but they're not mammy salads.
And they're different, aren't they?
Yeah, so let's go through the ingredients and let's see what we got. So tomatoes, definitely.
Definitely tomatoes. Cut up, but they're the big tomatoes cut in slices. They're not the little small fancy ones that you'd have in the punnets.
Oh yeah, we would do it like cut it into little eighths.
Yes, so, that's right? Yeah.
So that's tomato, yeah, check. Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs, yeah.
I have to have boiled eggs, right?
They'd be cooked in the morning time for the evening. So just before they go to work or do whatever they're doing, they'd have the eggs there ready to be cooled down.
Cold boiled eggs, and they're grey. They've been boiled so much. Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah,
mammy,
so right.
Boil it. Keep boiling it. All right, scallions.
Scallions, definitely cut into little pieces.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, cut up into little bits. Right. Okay. Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
Ham.
Now the thing about the ham is it has to be rolled up.
Okay.
It can't just be in slices. So you have to get the slice and roll it up.
Roll it up, yeah. It's a little cigar.
It makes it taste nicer. For some reason, when you roll up that ham and the turkey as well, it makes it taste nicer.
Okay, here's one that my mummy used to do, and I don't know if everyone... Hazlitt.
Hazlitt, yes.
Hazlitt was the big... she'd get the ham, she'd get maybe chicken, and then Hazlitt. And you might get a slice of each one of those.
And that's a proper Dublin thing as well.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Hazlitt is a Dublin thing.
They're real dumb.
You'd put beetroot on it for the colour, but you'd never really eat it.
We never had beetroot, no. I didn't see beetroot till I was about 20.
Oh, did you not? Right. You get it in the jar, but like you wouldn't go near it because it's rank, but you would put it there just for the colour.
Or did I? Did I? No, maybe I just didn't have it. Maybe I said, no, I don't want that. It's too red looking. Yeah, okay.
You'd also have, let me see, corned beef.
Yes.
And again, that has to be cut from that really old dingy shop. And you know they have the big blade and they take the big one out. That can only come from there.
You feel like you're an Italian for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, lettuce. You have to... Lettuce.
Lettuce that...
But there is no other leaf. There's none of your rocket or fancy stuff. It's lettuce. Old school.
None of that crack whatsoever.
It tastes like water. No olive oil. There's been no olive oil near this salad.
087-679-7104. Can you add to it? Because I think that... Even you might become the mammy today.
Yeah.
That's the mad thing. It might be you today and you're going, I've turned into her. This is what's happening. Whatever the Irish weather does every single time with the weekend coming, you don't want to barbecue, you don't want to cook a dinner, you bring out the big guns.
So iceberg lettuce, yeah. So iceberg lettuce has absolutely no flavour and no olive oil, and you'd have loads of salt and pepper on it.
We got a fancy listener, Jim.
Go on, head.
A fancy listener. Someone just said cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have cucumber?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Adam texts us in
that. Yeah, cucumber. They'll definitely make it in. Yeah, cucumber. Oh. What's the little fella's? Radishes.
Radishes, yeah.
Yeah. Radishes cut up into little bits.
Coleslaw, sweet corn. Easy singles cheese. No fancy cheese will touch that plate. It's that easy singles. You know the slice that's in the packet and then it's in another packet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in another.
I don't remember what kind of cheese we had.
Grated carrot. Will you stop that?
Grated carrot.
I'm blocking this person right now.
Even watching Jamie Oliver. What's the story?
Linda, what are you doing?
A salad cream.
Yes.
Absolutely. A big dollop of Hellman's?
Hellman's salad cream,
salad,
yeah.
Salad cream. That stuff just tastes different.
Batch bread.
Everything was cold. Yeah, yeah. Bread. Yeah, bread rolls or whatever, yeah. Batch bread would be batch.
Has everybody got the goo on them tonight to honour their mammy for a mammy salad?
Somebody said a bit of tuna on the side.
Oh, dear.
Now, do you have anything hot? Would you? You'd have chips on the side, would you?
Ah, no, I wouldn't with this. You wouldn't with this. No. You'd have to make it proper old school 90s or 80s.
My mum puts peppers in her salad. She's obviously been to Italy or Spain or something.
I'd say so.
Fancy pants.
Homemade chips, your mum used to make it.
Yeah, they have, you need some kind of carb.
Oh, there's so
red onion. Yes, so good. Yeah, red onion. Oh, no, it'll be scallions. No, it'll be no.
The scallions. Yeah, yeah. I am starving thinking about this.
There'll be no balsamic.
No,
we're a long way from balsamic.
Or what's that word I only learned the other day? Tahini.
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 I'll have a bit of tahini, Declan. Have a listen to this, because this person, inspired by our chat, is going to spend time with their lovely mammy today and have lovely mammy salad.
I'm leaving work early today so I can sit out the back and have a summer lunch with my mum, Leslie. And probably have some ham, cheese, tomato, onions, egg, maybe a nice crusty little bread roll. And then I was thinking maybe a chicken skewer or a sausage on the barbecue.
Mm.
Just because the weather's so nice out. Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to my mum, Leslie. Best woman that there is. Love you so much, mum. Happy weekend.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
That's lovely.
And that comes in. Let me just see who that is. That is Leanne. Leanne sent that. Leanne and Leslie. I think her profile picture is a picture of her mum. So
so good.
It's so good. So enjoy that, ladies.
Call in to work sick, everybody. If you haven't got in yet, it's a trap. Don't go in. It's really nice.
Somebody said, you've inspired me, lads. I'm going to take the half day and go to the beer garden.
Do it.
If you were a decent boss now, and it was one of those days where it's like, you know, go on. Let everyone out a couple of hours early.
Remember, teachers used to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to do the studying outside today. Yes.
Do you remember that? That was good crack. Purely coincidental. Did you ever see that mafia movie? I can't remember which one it is. Could be Goodfellas. Maybe it's a different one. And it's so I think De Niro's in it and Pesci. I think they're, I can't remember which one it is. And they do a job and everybody gets a cut. And they say, right, don't spend it, don't do anything to draw attention to yourself. And one of the guys shows up at the club in a brand new car, and his wife has a mink coat. And they get him, and they get him in the head like, "I told you not to make any. Don't do anything to bring attention. Don't spend the money. Wait for the." Anyway, this reminds me of that. There's nothing to do with that, but it reminds me of that. So the day that Philip Schofield had his crunch meetings, Alison Hammond put her house up on the market, where she lives in the Midlands with a hot tub out the back, fancy.
As you do.
It's worth £800,000. She's put that up. Now, it's purely coincidental, but people are saying maybe it's because she's going to get more days. She's definitely going to get more days on this morning.
Did you know that they get picked up by taxi every morning to get into work?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes radio people would get picked up as well.
Jeez, imagine that.
Yeah. They'd be, they'd be in the back of a limo. I've seen that happen in Ireland.
We're in the wrong jobs, Jim.
Yeah. There was one morning I was in a garage getting a coffee, and there was a breakfast show. There were breakfast show people from different radio stations, and one was getting a coffee as well, but they were driving a very fancy car. I was in a Fiesta. And then there was another person in the back of a limo on a laptop.
Doing what they were doing, getting ready to come
and we all had pretty much the same job, and it was just like, oh wow.
Jumping into the Fiesta, not bothering you.
But no, that would happen in the UK, like massive presenters of breakfast, like they would.
Is that to make sure that they're in?
Yeah,
more so. Not judging them, but you know, to make sure that you have to be here at this time because we're on air whatever time.
Yeah, just to make sure. Yeah, a lot of TV things will do that just to make sure that there's no hiccups. So they'll send somebody, kind of like, you know, a minder to make sure that they're not late.
That's wild. So maybe that's why she's on the move.
Well, she's on the move too. They reckon she's going to move to London. She's much more in demand. She has a fantastic agent.
great agent. She's everywhere.
She is really everywhere. And I saw there's a, you know, the chase.
Yes.
There was a chase. Do you know the chase? Of course, it was on all the time. It was from about 3 years ago. She's lost a huge amount of weight since about 3 years ago.
I love her body positivity.
Yeah.
You know, she's been really cool at that. And I think she's actually sound. And when you look at her online, everything about her seems to be, you're actually really nice.
She's genuine, yeah. There you go.
Big Brother, remember she started off there?
She stood up on the table and she broke it, remember?
If we look back at all those Big Brother people who did so well, like Dermot would have presented BBLB.
Yeah. That was a good show, though.
That was a great show.
He had a little Action Man haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Anna Nolan.
Anna Nolan's doing really well.
Yeah.
Really, really. And she's so sound as well.
There's so many. There's the fellow who won the first one, I think he's a DIY guy.
He's on the BBC every morning at 10 a.m.
The Liverpool
those
guy.
Crap bloody folks, shows.
I can't do. I don't think I can do a Liverpool accent, actually.
Handy Andy.
Was that him?
Handy Andy.
Well, it might be him.
Or a version of him.
A version, yeah.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.